This is Scenic Roots. I'm Ray Bassett. Thanks for joining us. This morning, Chattanooga's new mayor and city council were sworn in at the Tivoli Theater. Tim Kelly is the 66th mayor of Chattanooga.
Thank you all so much for being here. And to those at home watching, thank you for tuning in. Thank you also to the people of Chattanooga for entrusting me with this great responsibility and privilege and having the confidence in my vision to choose me as your next mayor. To Mayor Burke, thank you. Thank you for your steady, compassionate leadership over these past 8 years. Over your two terms, you've shown us your resolve as well as your heart. In times of unprecedented crisis, you steered our city through the storm and you kept us safe. And you also wisely invested in our future generations when you created over 1,000 additional quality early learning seats, providing thousands more children in our city the opportunity to start kindergarten with the tools they need to succeed and thrive throughout their lives. Our city is stronger because of your leadership and vision, and I'm looking forward to continuing the good work you began at City Hall. Let's have a round of applause for Mayor Burke one more. I want to give a special acknowledgement to all the people who believed in me and our campaign, even when things got tough or when Election Day felt like years away, which it often did. In particular, to my amazing wife, Jenny, and to my two sons, Jack and Cannon, thank you for being with me every step of the way. And to the many friends and supporters who believed in me and gave me the support and encouragement along the way, thank you. Thank you. I also want to say thank you to all the incredible people I met along the way. I've learned that one of the greatest pleasures of running for public office is you get to know a lot of people that you otherwise might not have. And you get to see how many people truly care and believe in this city. And that includes every single candidate who ran for mayor, all 15, including me, I suppose, especially Kim White. National politics is more divisive than ever these days, and yet here in Chattanooga, we were able to stay focused on the issues and our passion for this city, and that's a credit to Kim's commitment to our civic dialogue. I have no doubt we share a common love for this city and that she wants the very best for our community too, so I look forward to working with her to ensure Chattanooga is realizing its full potential. As we begin a new chapter in our city and gather today to celebrate our future, it's important to take a moment to reflect on how we arrived here. Throughout my campaign, I talked about how Chattanooga is an extraordinary city, not because of our gig or our tourism sector or even our great rivers and mountains, all of which are vital assets to our city. No, we're truly extraordinary because of our people. For years, Chattanoogans have leaned into the hard work. We join arms and we get involved. And together, we've woven that commitment to each other into the character of our city. It is, in many ways, what it means to be a Chattanoogan. I love my Chattanooga FC game so much because it's where I can always go to feel that spirit in ample supply. It's that very same spirit that transformed a small trading post on the Tennessee River into a thriving city, recognized around the globe as one of the best places in the world to call home. It's the spirit that allows us to accomplish great things that other cities can't seem to. And it's why Chattanooga has been blessed to have a long legacy of community leaders whose heart for service and vision carried us into a brighter future. Some of the finest took on this work through elected office, leading from City Hall. Mayor Kenzie expanded our city's parks and invested in our neighborhoods. Mayor and then Senator Corker reimagined our downtown streets and led the creation of our waterfront. Mayor Littlefield transformed our digital infrastructure together with EPB to become the first city with municipal gigabit internet. And Mayor Burke, of course, invested in the next generation of Chattanoogans by expanding early childhood education and led our city's economic recovery after the 2008 recession. Each of these mayors had a vision for what our city could be, but they knew that the work was done together with the community. It is an honor and a privilege to stand on their shoulders and continue that work, and I will do it in exactly the same way with the extraordinary people in this community. But it's not just mayors and elected officials who have transformed our city. Our city has been shaped by everyday Chattanoogans who stepped up to what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. called the fierce urgency of now. This is a city shaped by the legacy of civil rights leaders, incredible leaders like Stiles Hutchins, Maxine Cousin, and Representative Tommy Brown. Chattanooga is all these things. It's shaped by all of us. And I believe we have the capacity to be the best city in America if we too rise to meet the moment with the fierce urgency of now. Those that know me best know that I have, a bias towards action. While at times that trait can be difficult, especially for those around me, I think it will serve the people of Chattanooga very well over the next 4 years. Because while we've made a lot of progress as a community, that progress invites new challenges and opportunities. Too many in our community are still left out of that story of progress. We've seen many of our neighborhoods come roaring back, but others are still very distant from prosperity. There are too many families where every adult and some teenagers are out working multiple jobs and still struggling to make ends meet. Meanwhile, our community is still grappling with the tragic costs of COVID-19, from closed businesses, lost jobs, and dearly missed loved ones. These are big challenges. But as I said before, I know we have what it takes to meet those challenges head on, and we can do it together as one Chattanooga, and we will do just that. Together, we will build a better economy than the one we left behind before this pandemic began, one that includes all of our neighbors, regardless of their zip code. We will secure the future of our children by investing in thousands more early learning and pre-K seats over my term, and under my leadership, Chattanooga will get back to basics. Our city services will be responsive, cost-effective, and we will clearly communicate how, when, and where things are going to get fixed. To put it simply, we're going to fill a lot of potholes and pave a lot of roads, striving to make this a more enjoyable and efficient city for all of its residents. The work won't be easy. The vision won't be realized overnight, and it can't happen without commitment and help from each of you. Chattanooga is a city that has never shied away from doing big things and taking on difficult problems. And under my leadership, that is one thing that will not change. Alongside each of our neighbors, we'll dig into the work together. And together, we will build a stronger, more prosperous city around our shared vision and our common purpose. So thank you again, Chattanooga, for giving me the opportunity to lead as we begin this next chapter of our city. I will do my dead level best to make it the brightest chapter in our history. So now, let's get to work.
Chattanooga Mayor Tim Kelly, after he and the new city council were sworn in at the Tivoli Theater. You're listening to Scenic Roots. More in a moment.
This is Scenic Roots. This afternoon we have a set from the Alexa Rose Trio. Born in the Allegheny Highlands of Western Virginia and raised in the tiny railroad town of Clifton Forge, Alexa Rose sounds like the soul child of Bob Dylan and Dolly Parton, said NPR music critic Ann Powers. From the Isis Theatre in Asheville, this is the Alexa Rose Trio.
Like Scott was saying, we haven't done this in a long time, and so it's so exciting to be up here with everybody and to be playing together. And it's also, I don't know, it's just crazy. I feel nervous too, but it's a good kind of nervous, and it's just really good to be back in a room with people playing music. So cheers to you.
Thank you.
was the winner in the room? Don't they blush like a woman the first time you sigh? And your love has many colors. Some do shine and some are duller. There's no rush to paint them all. 'Cause it sure feels like a vision if you close your eyes to see. And it's some kind of religion, but there's no name for the thing. It takes no earthly cold. It just keeps me on a vision of a whistle's golden ray. And it's some kind of religion, but there's no Farmhouse in the country out near Linville, North Carolina, and it was a magical time in my life where I had just graduated college and I was just kind of like, I won't say I was bumming around, but you know, I was living out in the country, and I spent a couple months just growing vegetables and listening to records, and that's better than any vacation I've ever had. And this is a song about, oh, it's a love song, but it's got a mention to one of my favorite records by Mandolin Orange, Such Jubilee. Can I ask you a question? I know you don't want to hear, but I'm the heirloom at the mercy of the auctioneer. There's a crack in the finish, but it's easy to miss. Are you really gonna love me when it ain't like this?
Thank you.
chilling cane. But you're hanging your wash up next to mine, and you like to undress me while the cornbread is cooking. And you told me once you were tired looking, since Jubilee, you're dancing with your honey wine. And I wonder how long you'll be mine, since Jubilee, in the love that I am given, like medicine for the disease. Medicine for the disease of living. This is a song about my first love and the dreams that we had together.
Yep.
And the way that the way that you feel about people when, you know, they've been out of your life for a while, and you realize sometimes people just kind of, we come in and out of each other's lives, and there really doesn't have to be a reason, and there really doesn't have to be any blame. Sometimes it's just like as neutral as the weather. And I just wanted to put that all down and encapsulate how I feel about this person, but also a lot of people who I've known where, you know, we've just sort of faded in and out, and like the currents have changed, and it's all been good in the end. So, this is a new one. It's called Wild Peppermint.
Nothing to fill.
Everybody. This song is called Little Mountain Town. It's the first song I ever wrote when I moved to Asheville a couple years ago. Cheers, everybody. Oh yeah, tip your bartenders and your service people, please. Thanks for doing that.
Tells me it
change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. The world's gonna change me. Yeah, the world's gonna change me.
The Alexa Rose Trio in front of a socially distanced audience in the Isis Theatre in Asheville on Saturday, April 10th. The complete set with video is on the Isis Theatre Facebook page. On listener-supported public radio, this is Scenic Roots.
I'm Ray Bassett. Thanks for listening to Scenic Roots. We come to you from WUTC at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Email us at scenicroots423@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at scenicroots423. Listen to us online anytime at WUTC.org and the WUTC app. For Richard Winham and the rest of our team, join us again next time for Scenic Roots.